As you go deep, you can hear and feel the muffled explosions in the distance as your fish hit their mark. That's the first flag on the tower. But now you are on the receiving end. That second target you caught was a fast ship, and the skipper has decided to stay away down under him. In these badly charted waters, you hope plenty of clear water lies ahead. Sound information. Now's the time it's important.
Target bearing 165.
You're swinging around now in evasive maneuvers.
Target bearing 165. Sounds like a destroyer. Not too far away either.
You're scared now, but at the same time, you've got a lot of confidence in the old man. You swing around to check for other targets, but don't find a thing. Then back to that chem that's after you. You pulled away from him in a hurry, but now you've cut your speed.
Target bearing 165.
And you think he's swinging off. The skipper gave him a knuckle and he fell for it.
Bearing 160, not as loud as before. She's heading away from us.
Your own boat is operating quietly now. You switch through the flat filter position to base boost and sweep around the scale to check your own ship's noise. This is one time you want to be sure you're quiet. When you were learning how to operate this gear, you learned these noises would give you away, your own generators. Planes. Or trim pumps. But as you sweep with your JP-1, which operates even when all generators are secured, you feel pretty confident. For the noise of your own ship is practically zero. Now you switch the filter to 3000 and swing around again to listen for the target. The sound officer tells you the bathythermograph indicates bad sound conditions, so the poor signal you receive now isn't entirely due to the destroyer's increasing range. And you also know that with sound conditions bad, he'll have trouble finding you. Well, that's one gone, and a good job too.